The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, welcome to another episode of Who is Ala Hazrat? Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in these episodes we have covered the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi from childhood, some of the works Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi did. And inshallah today we'll bring you regarding one of the great works of the Mujaddid, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, which is Fatawa Rizviya. Before we move on to this, inshallah Azawajal, let's make some good intentions to attain reward. It is mentioned in hadith that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, always make good intentions before watching these silsilas, inshallah, to attain reward. That I'm watching it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to gain the religious knowledge, and inshallah, once I gain this knowledge, to act upon it. Before we move on to our topic, inshallah, let's listen to a blessings of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya mentions in the book which has been translated into the English language by the translation Majlis, Priceless Diamonds. On page 1, Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya writes that Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Mujaddid Deen O Millat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi is narrated on page 122 of the 23rd volume of Fatawa Rizviya. Sayyidina Abu Mu'ahib radiyallahu ta'ala said that I saw the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me, you will intercede for 100,000 people on the day of judgment. I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how did I gain such a great status? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, because you recite salat and send its reward to me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, today's episode we bring to you one of the great and masterpiece works of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, which is Fatawa Rizviya. And we also mentioned briefly regarding Fatawa Rizviya in our previous episode, that how great this works of the Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan is. That is, this is a, in our time, this is piled upon 30 volumes. Now imagine the work which is piled upon 30 volumes, what we hold. And I'm not talking about 30 little books. I'm talking about one volume which is thick as this. And alhamdulillah, these volumes expand to 30 volumes, alhamdulillah. And so much great topics are covered in this Fatawa Rizviya. Alhamdulillah, from starts up with purity and regarding wudu, regarding the basics of deen, going on to other topics as going on to prayer, and then on to charity, on to marriage, on to divorce, on to books of war, and partnership, on to business and transactions, business transactions, on to witnesses, and Fatawa Rizviya. This holds many other topics in this combined 30 volume. Inshallah, today we will learn regarding this great work of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi. Just talking about what is Fatawa Rizviya basically?
Fatawa Rizviya, this is a compilation of the different fatawa the verdicts written by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And like we mentioned in the previous silsile, that many a time Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would be replying to the questions in his answers as a fatwa, and it would turn into a booklet. So all of these different verdicts, put them together, and this compilation that was made then at a later stage, this is when it's all put together, then it is known as Al-Ataya Al-Nabawiya Fil Fatawa Al-Ridwiya.
Just to start off with, you know, 30 volumes, it's not just a little book, and to have this much volumes compiled together, and this in a form of 30 volumes, Alhamdulillah, this must have took a very long time. And to be honest with you, if you look at, this was not just the only works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Ala Hazrat, like we heard in the previous silsilas, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali did many other great works.
Definitely.
And
definitely,
many other of his books have been written. Over 1,000 books is mentioned that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ali. And this is one of the works which Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ali did, was the Fatawa Rizviyah.
Definitely. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, during his lifetime, one of the most fundamental and highlighting aspects of his life and his works is his replying to the answers that were questions were asked to him. And people from all lives of work, they would come to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala and they would ask him questions. Be it the common folk of the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala, the Awam of the Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, or be it even the Ulama, they would all turn towards Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and gain the solution for their problems and for their Shari'i issues, to gain Shari'i rulings, Islamic rulings, they would turn towards Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali.
This shows one thing from this, that people recognize Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali in his time.
Definitely.
He was recognized as a great scholar and a great alim. That's why people came to him, and that's why so much questions have been combined together and answers for these questions in the Fatawa Rizviyah itself. So, mashallah.
Definitely, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, during his time, he was a recognized scholar. And you know, sometimes afterwards we recognize a scholar and we realize how much of a great man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he was. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is that individual that during his time, he was recognized by the ulama. And the ulama, they recognized him not as a great, just as a great alim, but the ulama in the time of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, a group of ulama, they come together and they establish that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is the mujaddid of the 14th century.
Mashallah.
What is a mujaddid, you might be thinking?
Yes, I was just going to ask the question, what is a mujaddid?
A mujaddid is that individual who comes on the turning of every century and he revives the religion of Islam.
Subhanallah.
And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he is known as the mujaddid of the 14th century.
Subhanallah.
Currently we are in the 15th century, the 15th century has begun.
Subhanallah.
The last century, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he is the mujaddid of that century. Some ulama have even gone to the extent to say that Ala Hazrat, along with being the mujaddid of the 14th century, he's the mujaddid of the 15th century as well. That's how much work Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he left behind, that his works are sufficient for even the next century as well.
Going back to the Fatawa Ridwiya, where can we start from? Because it's based upon 30 volumes. How do we start on this, and what do you
like
mention?
We mentioned on the first silsila of this series, of this we talked that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the day he completed his studies in the age of 13 years of age, that's when he wrote his official first fatwa.
Mashallah.
From that time all the way till his end time,
Allahu
Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he continued to give answers and write his fatawa. And during this time, millions of fatawa must have been written. And we cannot count the amount of fatawa that were written by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. But unfortunately, obviously the day and age then isn't the day of age now. Everything now is written and typed up on the computers and everything is saved and everything is like that. But then everything was written by pen and everything. It is very likely that a large number of fatawa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala didn't get collected. They didn't get saved. Okay, so even after all of that, Even after so many of Al Hazrat Fatawa didn't get saved and didn't get collected, even though still when the ones that did get saved and did get collected together, they come up and they cover 30 volumes. Let me tell you about the Fatawa Razawiyya Sharif. In total, in the edition that covers the 30 volumes, there are 21,656 pages. Just imagine, just let that figure go in your mind for a moment. 21,656 different pages of working, of writing of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and in which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has tackled and has covered 6,847 question and answers. 6,000, almost 7,000 question and answers have been tackled by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali in this one single Fatawa Razawiyya. And like we mentioned that many a time, Ala Hazrat would write and it would turn into a booklet. So this Fatawa Razawiyya, it consists of 206 different booklets as well of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali.
MashaAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah, Alhamdulillah, we've just been listening to regarding the Fatawa Razawiyya, the pages of this great work, the combined questions in this great work, mashallah. You can, just from this, we can realize the value of this work. And to answer that much questions, it obviously needed a great man to do this job. And this great man was the great Mujaddid, the great reviver, the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. In the Fatawa Razawiyya, what can we talk about what Allah has written inside this? Obviously, we've covered that this much questions.
Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, like we mentioned in the previous silsilas, he leaves his mark wherever he goes.
SubhanAllah.
And Allah Hazrat has a very unique style, a very beautiful style as well. Every book, the author always begins with a muqaddama, a preface. And the preface of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that he has written for Fatawa Razawiyya, it covers a couple of pages. Let me just read to you a section of that particular preface and the translation of that section of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Like we mentioned that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would write in Arabic. And even this preface and the muqaddam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, this is also in the Arabic language. Let me read to you a bit of the translation and a few lines of the translation of this preface of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he writes, "We praise Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is the greatest knowledge and an immense adoration of His abundant favors and spread out bounties. Lustrous precious pearls and guidance is only from Allah Azza wa Jal, and His praise is in every beginning and there it is in the end. And His praise is safety, and because of it, the mind stays pure, which in itself is an enormous bounty and a sufficient means. Salawat and salam on the greatest leader of all of the messengers, my master, my intercessor, the most praiseworthy amongst the honorable and the noble ones. Beauty explains without deliberation. Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the handsome in his beauty is the father of Yusuf." What a beautiful way to start the Fatawa Razawiyya Sharif. And this is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's beginning of how he begins this grand work of Al-Ataya Al-Nabawiyya fil Fatawa Razawiyya.
Obviously, you mentioned in the Fatawa Razawiyya, there are many questions. And how did Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali answer some of these questions which are mentioned in the Fatawa Razawiyya? Was it just, you know, like you'll probably, someone goes to a scholar, he asks him a question, just like a straightforward answer, yes, no, or maybe just going into a bit of details, no, if you do this, it'll be like this, if you do this, it'll be like this. How did Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali tackle these questions?
Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, one of his grand qualities is that he would talk to, or he will give the response to a certain person in accordance to who that individual was. If an alim would come and ask him the questions, then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would give him an ilmi jawab. A reply full of knowledge and full of evidence and dalail and proofs. If a normal person would come, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would give him the reply enough that he is satisfied with the answer. So that he knows what the true belief is. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi will cover all avenues in order to remove any sort of confusion that may be left after talking about that particular answer. But when you look at the fatawa of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is talking about any particular issue, one of the grand qualities and one of the grand uniqueness of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is that whenever he would begin any topic, if there were any ayat of the Holy Quran in relation to that topic, first and foremost, he will mention the ayat of the Quran. What Allah Azza wa Jalla says about this particular that particular topic. After that, if there are any ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam covering a particular topic, then Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he will list all of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam covering and mentioning the different aspects of that particular topic that it was getting tackled in that particular fatwa and that verdict of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And only then and after then, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would then begin to mention all of the aqwal and the different narrations of the Buzurgani Deen and the pious predecessors Rahimahumullah Ta'ala in relation to that answer.
There is another thing I was once reading regarding Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he would mention a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would always be in the state of wudu. And the other thing, the other quality of Allah Azza wa Jalla was that when he would mention a hadith, he will also sit in the position like he would sit in praying at-tahiyya. This was another thing Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when obviously when he's writing these fatawas, when he's imagine being in the state of wudu at all time, and that's why such work is having an effect on the
definitely,
people.
Definitely. This is the legacy of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. His deep love and devotion towards the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam, extreme levels of love and respect and reverence for Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Ali Wasallam. And this is the light. If you ask anyone a quality of Allah Hazrat that is outstanding, they would definitely say that one of the qualities is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is immense love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala throughout Fatawa Radhawiyya Sharif, he would tackle the different issues that were pertaining in his day and age, all of the different fitnas that were going around. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he tackled them to such a level that the enemies of Islam, they were left gobsmacked. They were left unable to answer anything in relation to what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has mentioned, because whenever Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would write, he would write with evidence. He would write with reference. He would make sure whatever he has written, it is fully confinement with the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in confinement with the Buzurgani Deen rahimahumullahu mubeen as well.
Subhanallah. In some of the fatawas, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi, the whole chapter, you can say from the 30 volumes, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi covers, you know, all sorts of topics. One of the chapters Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi covers is partnership. When someone is doing a business, more or less the whole volume is based upon partnership. And another one is like based upon witnesses, or judgment, making a judgment, giving witnesses. These are some of the things the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan covered in the Fatawa Ridhwiyya. MashaAllah. What else is
The first couple of volumes of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Fatawa Ridhwiyya is just on purity.
Subhanallah.
And we know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that cleanliness is half of Iman.
Nisf Iman.
Subhanallah. So obviously this shows the importance of purity.
Subhanallah.
One of the 31st fatawa and the booklets mentioned in Al Fatawa Ridhwiyya is about the different types of waters. What type of water can cause purity, what can give us purity, what doesn't give us purity. All of these things we don't think about.
Subhanallah. You're just mentioning that probably would click onto many of the viewers of Madani Channel. What's he talking about? Purity of water? Does the water have to be pure? In Salah, this is the first condition of Salah, purity of place, body, and clothing. So, mashallah, like you said, Allah Hazrat's first few chapters are based upon purity, mashallah.
Definitely.
And our deen also teaches us this. This is just unique. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, this is just the uniqueness of this Fatawa Ridhwiyya. Inshallah, we will learn more regarding the Fatawa Ridhwiyya.
Inshallah.
Taqir bhai, inshallah, what house do we have in this great work?
There's so much that we can mention. But one of the things that we will mention is when the fatawa of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, they reached the Arab Peninsula, they reached towards the ulama of Arabia. One alim sahab from Makkah, he Sayyiduna Sheikh Ismail Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he mentions that I speak the truth and by Allah I speak the truth. This is how he mentions it. Uh-huh. Because I speak the truth and by Allah I speak the truth. If Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Nu'man bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, if he was to look at the fatawa of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would become overjoyed and he would want to accept Allah Hazrat from amongst the disciples and his students.
Oh, that is how shows the greatness of this work. Because for someone to say regarding Imam Azam, obviously Imam Azam was not just a normal scholar. He is amongst the greatest of scholars of all times, and he's obviously Imam of millions of people throughout the world. Also, one of the things we know from the Fatawa Rizviya itself, it, like you mentioned regarding purity, it covers a huge amount of basics of our deen, but the depths of them basics.
Definitely.
It's like you said, the water, normal people wouldn't know when the water becomes musta'amal, or they probably haven't come across that terminology of musta'amal water, how it becomes pure, and then the different conditions of water. You know, Allah further goes on to salah, onto charity, regarding the and this shows the importance. One of the things it shows in this is that the importance of our basics of our deens, which the knowledge which we don't have in our time. And Allah Azza wa Rahmatullah gave many fatwas on this, and it also showed that people in that time were asking simple questions or related to simple things, but Allah Hazrat were going into the depths of them things.
Like we mentioned, that Allah Azza wa Rahmatullah Ta'ala, whatever question would come to, he wouldn't leave any corner unturned. And this is where the knowledge of Allah Hazrat will start flowing. And this is why Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the ulama used to refer to him as well. For this very same reason, that when Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is tackling any issue, he would tackle it in a way that there will be nothing left unclear in particular to that issue. Also, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, one of his unique qualities was that in the way the question was asked, that's how he would reply back to the answer in the same way. For example, if someone asked a question in Arabic, Allah Hazrat would reply in Arabic. If the question was asked in Farsi, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would reply in Farsi. When the question was asked in Urdu, Allah Hazrat would reply in Urdu. If the question was asked normally, in normal written tone, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would reply in a normal written tone as well. But many a time, there's examples within Fatawa Rizviya as well, that the question was asked in a poetry form. Uh-huh. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would reply back in a poetry manner as well. Uh-huh. And would write back in the way of a nazm as well, as we call in the Urdu language. And this is the way of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. His skill and his unique manner in everything that he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali did.
It just reminds me of an incident where the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan is after salah, after prayer, he sits down to do his wazaif. A man enters into the masjid and he starts to read his prayer. And he's praying and he's, throughout the prayer, he's looking at the front, as towards the Qibla in a way. After the man finishes his prayer, Allah Azza wa Rahmatullah at that time finishes his wazaif. And as he finishes, he approaches the person and he says to him, you know, in namaz, in salah, when we are reading namaz, telling him that when you are standing, you look into the place of sajda, and in the other states, you're looking in different places in namaz. The man, in anger, he turned around and he says, Mawlana Sahab, don't tell me this, right? You know, you are telling me to turn away from the Qibla? Look at the mentality of this person. He's saying that you are telling me to turn away from the Qibla when we have been ordered to face the Qibla. So then Allah Hazrat, in a very polite manner, in a very nice way, look at the islah I'm talking about, like you say in the Fatawa Rizviya, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says to the man, okay, then why don't you, in the place of sajda, put your chin onto the ground and look towards the Qibla? When Allah Hazrat said this to him, he understood. So that was the uniqueness of Allah Hazrat Islah, his way of explaining. Like you said, to common people, he would explain to that. And this example shows that how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah explained to them people. A common man would, he was in his mind said, no, you're turning me away from the Qibla.
It's the mannerisms of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala as well. The Husn-e Akhlaq of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. This is a topic on its own as well. But what we learn from this is that obviously, if we look at our day and age, someone said that to us, Maulvi Sahab, what are you trying to explain to me? You're telling me this? We would flip at him spontaneously. But Allah Hazrat remained calm. Because why? The maqsad was what? What was the reason behind it? Islah. To tell him, to reform him, to rectify him, to teach him the correct mas'ala. In order for that to happen, you have to remain calm. No one is ever going to listen to you and understand anything from you if you're going to be harsh with them. And Alhamdulillah, in our day and age, we have a grand personality in the form of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawand Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah that Alhamdulillah, we get during the Madri Muzakirah of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawand Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, so many different types of questions are coming. But Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawand Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, he remains calm. And we're in a very beautiful, subtle and humble manner, he clears these confusions and
a great smile
on the blessed face of Amir al-Sunnat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah. And without doubt, Dawat-e-Islami and Amir al-Sunnat, this is the blessings and the faizan of Dawat of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, when we look at Dawat-e-Islami, when we look at the grand personality of Amir al-Sunnat Dawand Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, this is the grand personality in our day and age, who has explained to us who Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is, and what is this great masterpiece work of Allah Hazrat in terms of Fatah al-Zawiyah Sharif. And Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, we see many a time, especially to the students of Jamiat al-Madina, Amir al-Sunnah Dawand Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, always encouraging them. How many students have read the complete Fatah al-Zawiyah Sharif? How many students have completed reading the complete Bahari Shari'at? This is the tarbiyah that Amir al-Sunnah is giving, that if we want to learn the religion of Islam properly, we need to make sure that we learn it from these grand personalities, because these are unique individuals that learned the religion of Islam and they propagated it further as well. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is one of those individuals that Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dawand Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah says that we are those people that follow Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and we follow the teachings of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And it is with this following and the blessings of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that Dawat-e-Islami has reached the peak of where it has reached up till today. And inshallah, through the blessings of Allah Hazrat, it will continue to move forward as well, inshallah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, alhamdulillah, we heard briefly regarding the great works of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, the Fatawa Rizviya. And alhamdulillah, you'll be happy to know Dawat-e-Islami has bought a software of the Fatawa Rizviya. Alhamdulillah, it's combined upon one CD, and hopefully inshallah online you will able to download this online, and you will able to come across all the questions in the Fatawa Rizviya through this software inshallah. Basically every question you will put in, it will take you to there. Alhamdulillah, this is a great works which Dawat-e-Islami alhamdulillah is doing regarding the Fatawa Rizviya and some of the works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. And inshallah in the near future you will see a lot more of the great works of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh coming forward. Try to make use of these works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh and benefit from them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mani Channel, inshallah, we will join you again with another episode of Who is Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Keep on watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Raza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Raza.